Vice Presidential Candidate of the NPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, says the ruling NDC has, by the actions, proven that they only realize the importance of Ghanaians when it is time for voting. Dr. Bawumia made this comment in Nampanduri while on a tour in a Bunkurugu Yunyu constituency of the Northern Region. We bring you a news desk report.
Addressing the people of the town, Dr. Bawumia said it is very clear that the NDC has no real commitments to economic development. They want to treat us like farming tools. After electing them, they forgot totally about the people of Ghana. But because elections are due again, they have come again to cut swords and pretend they are starting projects. The NPP running mate was sad that the NDC had used the construction of the Waliwali Narerugu Bumpurugu Road as a major promise to win votes in the area, only to come to power and to forget totally about the promise. He also cited similar promises, such as the promise to make the National Health Insurance Scheme a one-time premium paying scheme, and the promise to set up SADA with a $200 million seed money and an annual funding of 100 million Ghana cedis, all of which the NDC had failed to deliver. Dr. Bawumia urged the people of Nankmanduri, Bumpurugu Yoyo constituency, not to be deceived by the propaganda and lies that would be peddled by the NDC, and realize that if the NDC had anything good to offer, they would have witnessed it in the last 3.5 years. Dr. Bawumia assured the gathering that the NPP's promise of free quality secondary school education would be implemented in September 2013 if Nana Akufo-Addo is given the mandate. He stated that the NPP, by its track record and vision, was the only credible party with the policies and commitments to transform the lives of people and build a society where a huge majority of the people would enjoy decent livelihoods. Dr. Bawumia was in the Bumpurugu Yoyo constituency on the third day of his 16-day Northern Regional Tour.
That was the news desk report. Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has promised to set up a petrochemical institute in the Western Region to train the youth in the oil and gas sector in order for them to benefit fully from the oil discovery in that region. He says such an institute will better place the youth to take up jobs from the industry and reduce the risk associated with the discovery of oil in countries such as Nigeria. Nanadu was addressing the youth across the 10 regions of the country through his e-campaign via video conference. He said under his leadership, the SADA concept will be maintained but will be strengthened and intensified. We bring you Brighton Tramis' report.
The electronic campaign, e-campaign for short, is to afford the youth across the length and breadth of the country to interact with the NPP flag bearer through four main social platforms. They are Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Google+. For now, Nana Addo has over 95,000 fans on Facebook, over 4,500 followers on Twitter and 55,000 viewers on YouTube. The NPP flag bearer took time to answer questions from the youth in all 10 regions via electronic dialogue. There were questions ranging from economic, agriculture and education. Nana Addo answering questions from the Western region about how the youth in the region can benefit from the discovery of oil said the solution lies in the establishment of a petrochemical industry to create more jobs for the youth. He said the situation where the economy is export-based should be changed. Nana Addo said the NPP is in full support of 10% of proceeds from the oil revenue to develop the Western region.
Desired housing policy, where the local people, if they have the sufficient training, are given, if you like, the first right of refusal of jobs. You stand side by side with that, the educational institutions that you need to, I believe that we should situate in the Western region, a petroleum institute that will be responsible for training all the various aspects of people in the petroleum industry. I would think that the people of that region ought to be the first to come forward to benefit from the existence of such an industry.
Nana Addo stated that SADA will continue under his administration but will be well structured and funded. He was disappointed that the policy, which according to him was his idea, is not being managed well. He said the MPP will return SADA to its original concept. The launch of the e-campaign will afford the youth the opportunity to interact directly with Nana Addo on facebook.com/nada2012, twitter.com/nada2012, youtube/nanakufo-addo2012. 2012 and akufuado2012.com, newpatriotic party.org.
That was Brighton Tramis report.